Thank you for joining us for Grace for All. This month, we are repeating some of our most loved episodes. We hope they will inspire and encourage you on your faith journey. Welcome.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. Mark chapter 14, verses 22 and 23. I'm an engineer by training and experience, and I like to think I have an appreciation for things that are well engineered and designed. I think the human body fits into that category, and there's one part of our bodies that I feel are particularly well done, the hands. Our hands are marvelous things. We use them to grip and lift things that are heavy, unwieldy, or large, or all three, but we also use them to hold a newborn infant. Some of us can cut down a tree, work on a car, or even twist a lid off a mayonnaise jar, but we can still put a piece of thread through the eye of a needle. Maybe your hands are soft. Maybe they're rough. Maybe you work with your hands and you have calluses to show it. Maybe they're bronzed or burned by the sun because you spend a lot of time outdoors. Maybe you worked in your garden last night and you still have dirt under your fingernails. You probably have some nicks and dings and scars. If you're like me, your hands are a little wrinkled and they just might hurt a bit in the mornings. I would love to have seen Jesus' hands. He was raised as a carpenter, so you know that his hands were probably rough. He spent a lot of time outdoors, so they may have been sunburned. Being a carpenter, he probably had his share of nicks and dings. Scars? Yeah, he had a few. I know of two, right in the center of his palms. His hands were the hands of God. The hands that created the earth and created humanity are the same hands that healed the sick and raised the dead. The hands that flung the stars and planets into space are the same hands that held children and old people. On the night before he died, Jesus shared a meal with his disciples. Today's scripture passage describes it. He used his hands to break the bread and share it. He used his hands to pick up the cup and share the contents. Before that, he used his hands to wash the feet of his disciples. Less than a day later, his hands, the hands of the Son of God, were nailed to a cross where he died the most agonizing and humiliating death possible. He did that because he loves me and he loves you. Now, because he loves us, he welcomes us to take his hands and enter into life with him, starting now and for eternity. Father, thank you for the gift of relationship with you. Thank you for reaching down to us and living with us. Thank you for not only telling us how to live, but showing us. Thank you for the gift of life, now and forever. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.